Ach so. Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world telling them stories of my adventures all around the world. Last night, I was in a very interesting place. I was on a wonderful island called Sri Lanka. And it's not called that anymore, but that's okay. It's just a beautiful island down by India there, Ceylon. And this wonderful island had a tsunami wave that washed across it and was very devastating. But little by little, the people are putting things back in order. And I was visiting with a little boy and a little girl in their home on the edge of the ocean. And their house had received quite a beating. And so it was kind of still in a little bit of a shamble, but they were shoveling out the mud and cleaning out the debris and getting things back in order and putting a roof back on it and getting the windows in again and all these things being done in their proper order. And these two children were just so interesting. They really had some fantastic ideas about life. It was Dan and Muriel. And Daniel is a nice little 9-year-old boy, and Muriel is a 10-year-old girl. And they were sitting there in their bedroom with a candle glowing. And Daniel said, "Muriel, how come our house had to get washed up like this here with the tsunami wave?" And Muriel said, "Daniel, we were not killed. Many of our friends were killed. But how come? How come we had to have this? How come our house is so messy? How come we have this?" And Muriel said, "Daniel, you got a problem." Daniel says, "I have a problem? The problem's all around me here. What do you mean I have a problem?" "Well, Daniel, you have a problem insofar as you're looking at things that are not nice." "Well, Muriel, you're always trying to look at the rosy side of things, and I don't know that I like that." "Well, Daniel, if you look at the rosy side of things, you see the rosy side of things. And you know, Daniel, am I a happy girl?" "Yeah." "Well, Daniel, how do you think I got to be happy?" "I don't know." "What do you mean you don't know, Bob?" "I don't know." "Daniel, I got to be happy because I am me. That's who I am. And Daniel, you have a problem, and your problem is you." "I got a problem, and it's me?" "That's right, Daniel. You got a problem, and it's you. Now, what do you want to do about it? Do you want to keep the problem, or do you want to get rid of it?" "I can't get rid of me. You say the problem is me. How do I get rid of me? How do I change?" "What? Change? Change." "Yeah," Muriel said. "You got the message, Daniel. You do a little bit of changing." "But what do I change?" "Well, you change your attitude." "Well, what's my attitude?" "Well, your attitude is that you think that we didn't get a fair shake here while our friends got a fair shake." "I didn't say that. I said we just didn't get a fair shake. I wouldn't want to be over at Marjorie's house there because her sisters died in the wave." "Yes, I know. That was not very nice, was it?" "No, that wasn't." "Well, Daniel, what is your solution?" "What do you mean, my solution?" "Well, Daniel, have you gone over to Marjorie's house and told her how much you loved her?" "I don't say things like that." "Did you go over and do nice things? Did you go over and help her clean out her room? Did you go over and get the shovel and help her get the mud out of her bedroom?" Daniel, that's the way to do it. When you realize that, then you're not a problem anymore. Well, she wouldn't want me to do that. Daniel, let's go over and see. So Muriel and Daniel went over to see Marjorie. And Marjorie was in her bedroom, and she was taking buckets of sand and buckets of dirt out of the bedroom, and she was getting along pretty good. And Daniel says, "Marjorie, that's heavy work. Can I help you?" And Marjorie says, "Yes." And Daniel says, "How come your mom and dad don't do this?" And Marjorie says, "They have the rest of the house to clean. All of us children are supposed to clean up our own rooms." "Well, you got a big job there. Mind if I help?" "Daniel, you helping me? Daniel, you helping me? Daniel, oh, Daniel, how wonderful. You're such a nice guy. Oh, Daniel. Oh, Marjorie." And Muriel spoke up and said, "Marjorie, can I help too?" "Well, thanks, Muriel. Appreciate it." And so the three of them worked on the room, and they cleaned and they swept and they dug and they took buckets of sand and dumped it out the window and dumped it out the door. They dumped it out everywhere, and it wasn't long before they could see all the corners of the room. Oh, they had to take the furniture out. They had to take all the things out, and little by little, the room was just empty as could be and spick and span. And then Daniel said, "Marjorie, before you move back in, do me a favor." "Oh, what's that, Daniel?" Just do me a favor and wait. I'll be back in about 20 minutes, okay?" And Marjorie says, "You sure are mysterious, okay." 20 minutes later, Daniel came back with 8 of his friends. And 8 10-year-old boys began to sweep that room, clean that room, wipe down all the walls, the ceiling, take away all the must, take away all the dirt, make it spick and span, clean as can be. And it wasn't more than an hour and a half, and they had that room cleaned up. And Muriel said, "Dan, you're quite a solution." "Well, if I have a problem and it's me, I better have a solution and have it be me." "That's right," Muriel laughed. "Daniel, you're so wonderful. You're a wonderful brother." And Daniel said, "Well, I got a good sister too, but don't tell anybody that. That's my secret." "I know, Daniel. I know. It's okay. I love you." "Oh, hush that." And Marjorie came over and gave Daniel a big hug, and Daniel's face turned bright, bright red, and Daniel said, and then Daniel's friends were all looking on, and Marjorie went over to each one of the friends and gave each one a big hug, and some of them turned red, and some of them turned white, and some of them took it just in stride, because they're used to that at home. And Daniel said, "When I got a problem, it's me. When I got a solution, it's me." "That's very interesting, Muriel. That's very interesting. Thank you for telling me that. I learned a lot." "Oh, there's Mr. Sandman. He's coming to your home. Now, it's time to jump in your beds, and time for a sleep time. Now climb in there and take your teddy bear, and then ask your mommy and daddy to come over and give them a big hug and a big smooch and say, 'I love you, I love you, I love you.' And then your brothers and sisters, yeah, sure, it's always good to do that, because if you go on a long trip, you'll wish you'd done it before you went. And so always do it, because every time you go to sleep, you're taking a long trip into some other wonderful land of magic. Now, Mr. Sandman is sprinkling this pixie dust all over you, and you'll have happy dreams. So, good night, boys and girls. Know that I love you, and this is Mr. Candle. I'll be back another night. I love you. I love you. I love you."